阿赖耶。
我们愿意来亲近基督的名，你们。
This morning we'd like to continue the burden our brother had a couple weeks ago in sharing on the topic of the reality of the church life.
今天早上我们愿意继续弟兄在几个里面几周以前有的交通，就是来看教会生活的实情。
And my portion of the burden regarding this topic is more on the side of the vision.
我在这方面的负担比较注重于在看见这件事情上。
Without getting into great details of the discussion of what the vision is,
我们先不讨论意象是什么。
Let it suffice just to say the vision of Christ is simply the seeing of Christ.
基督的意象就是很简单的说来就是看见基督。
Our God also is a speaking God.
我们的神也是说话的神。
He spoke to us in the Old Testament and He speaks to us in the New Testament.
他借着在旧约时候他对我们说话，在新约里他仍然对我们说话。
He not only speaks to us corporately in the meeting, He also speaks to us individually, personally.
他不仅在我们聚集的时候他对我们说话，在我们个人的生活里面他也对我们说话。
If we were to record everything that God speaks to us, we would have to echo with what John says that the earth is not big enough to contain it.
若是我们要记在神所对我们说的每一句话的话，我们就要像约翰那样子说，这世界上就容不下了。
And in our spiritual pursuit, we need His speaking.
在我们属灵的追求上，我们需要他对我们说话。
If He's not speaking, there's no way for us to go on.
若是他不对我们说话的话，我们就无法向前。
There's a familiar passage in the Gospel of John chapter 10. Let's turn to it.
在约翰福音第十章有一段我们所熟悉的经节。
John 10 verses 3 and 4.
约翰福音第十章第三节第四节。
I'll just read, you can follow along. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice.
Oh, 看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。
These two verses show us it's utmost important to be able to hear our shepherd.
这两节圣经让我们看见说一件非常重要的事情，就是要听见我们羊的听见他的声音。
Because we are sheep and we have to hear what our shepherd is speaking to us.
因为我们是羊，我们必须要听见牧羊人对我们所说的话。
Without the voice of the shepherd, we're just like sheep wandering in the wilderness.
若是我们没有牧羊人对我们的声说话的声音，我们就好像羊在旷野里面一样。
We've seen the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness, and the result is death.
我们看见以色列人他们在旷野里面游荡，他们的结局就是死。
And down through history, all the servants of God, all those who have a close walk with the Lord, all agree this one thing, with this one thing.
在历史历代以来，所有跟随主的人。与主同行的人都赞同这件事情。
They treasure the speaking of God.
他们宝贝神的话语。
They learn to hear the voice of God.
他们也学习听见他的声音。
However, there's another issue which I think receives a little less emphasis, and that is the vision of Christ.
但是还有另外一件事情，就是发觉大家比较不太注重，就是要看见基督。
Equally important to our hearing is our seeing.
我们能看见与听见都是一样的重要。
And you might ask, what does hearing and seeing have to do with the topic?
也许你会问说，这个看见跟听见与这个主题有什么关系呢？
What does that have to do with the reality of the church life?
这跟我们教会生活实情有什么关系呢？
A lot, I'm afraid.
我想是有很多的。
Proverbs tells us, without vision, my people perish.
在箴言里面告诉我们，没有意象，民就是放肆。
We might regard it a light thing whether you see a vision or you don't see a vision.
我们也许会认为说，你有没有意象这件不太重要的事情。
You might say, I haven't seen a vision, I'm still in the church.
你也许会说我还没有，我没有看见异象，但是我还在教会里面。
I haven't seen a vision, but I'm still following the Lord.
我没有，我虽然没有看见异象，但是我仍然跟随主。
But to the Lord, it's a very important matter.
但是对于主而言，这是一件非常重要的事情。
In fact, it's a matter of life and death.
其实说实在是跟生死有关的。
When our church life, properly speaking, is not guided by a vision of Christ, it inevitably is guided by a set of rules.
若是我们教会的生活不是是以神基督的意象来引领我们的话，我们就是跟随一些教程。
When we individually are not seeing Christ, inevitably we will hold on to a set of rules.
若是我们在个人的生活里面没有看见主的话，我们就会抓住一些教条。
And that is exactly how a religion is formed.
这就是宗教的产生。
By not having a direct relationship with the Lord, and you try to hold on something that somebody else has seen.
你自己没有亲眼的看见主，只是抓住一些别人所有的看见。
Therefore, we see a lot of rules and traditions and activities of the flesh.
所以我们就可以看见有许多的规条，有许多的传统以及一些肉体的活动。
The Lord takes no pleasure in our activities of the flesh.
在我们肉体的活动里面，神得不到喜悦。
Even our good intentions to come together to practice the church life.
即使是我们好意要聚集在一起来实行教会的生活。
If that good intention is not out of a seeing of Christ, it has no value.
若是这个我们的好意是没有看见基督的话，这也是没有价值的。
Even our good intention to practice the reality of the church life must be measured and passed through by Christ.
我们即使好意要来实行教会的生活，这也都必须要经过基督的衡量跟量度跟他经过。
There is a vision recorded in Ezekiel.Chapter 40 and 41.
在以西结书里面第四十章四十一章里面有些记载的一个意象。
Let's turn to that.
让我们来翻到那里。
Ezekiel chapter 40 verse 3.
以西结书四十章第三节。
Again, I'll just read it and you can follow. So he brought me there, and behold,There was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze, with a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he was standing in the gateway.
他带我到那里，见有一人，颜色如铜，手拿麻绳和量度的杆，站在门口。
This whole chapter and also chapter 41 shows that this man is doing a work of measuring.
在这一章，在这整章圣经里面，跟第四十一章都让我们看见有一个人在那边，在那边量。
For the sake of time, we cannot read all of it.
为了时间的关系，我们没有办法读全部的圣经。
But what is exactly this vision?
那这个意象是什么呢？
This man with the appearance of a bronze is a Christ who has been crucified, has been judged, and comes back to us in the form of the Spirit.
这个人颜色如同乃是基督，他是已经被审判过，被定死，他回来。
And he's measuring the wall and the gate.
他在那边量墙跟量门。
And eventually in chapter 41, he's measuring the temple.
再到了第41章，他也量圣殿。
So our church life must be measured by this one.
所以我们教会的生活必须要让这个人来经过这个人的量度。
Whatever after his measuring and stand is of value and is the reality of the church life.
经过他，凡是经过他量过以后还能够存留的，这才是真正有价值的教会生活。
Whatever after his measuring does not stand is not the reality of the church life.
若是经过他的量度以后而不能够存留的话，那就不是教会的生活。
And he measured, it's interesting, he measured the gate.
这很有意思，就是他在那边量那个门。
And we know, the city of Jerusalem has many gates.
我们知道耶路撒冷城有许多的门。
And our church life also likewise needs to have some gates.
在我们教会的生活里面，我们也需要有门。
The Bible reveals to us at least four different gates.
圣经让我们看见有四种不同的门。
The first gate is a fish gate.
第一个门是鱼门。
Then we see a sheep gate.
然后我们看有羊门。
Then there's a water gate.
我们又看到水门。
Make no mistake, this is not the water gate of the Democratic headquarters in Washington D.C.
这并不是在华盛顿D.C. 那个water gate.
There ain't no breaking in this gate. And then there's the gate called beautiful.
还有一个美门。
Is there a gate in our church life?
在我们的教会生活里面有没有门？
We must ask this question.
我们必须要问这个问题。
These four different gates, at least the four different gates, they typify the four different aspects of Christ.
这四种门就代表了神基督四个不同的方面。
And we must have at least these four gates in our church life as well.
在我们教会生活里面，我们也必须要有这四种门。
First, the sheep gate.
第一个鱼门。
What is a fish gate?
什么是鱼门呢？
The fish gate is simply the gate of the gospel.
鱼门就是传福音的门。
The Lord told Peter, I will make you fishers of men.
主对彼得说，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
The church must preach the gospel.
教会必须要传福音。
If the church does that, is not preaching the gospel, it's not a church with reality.
教会若是不传福音的话，就没有实际的教会。
Praise the Lord, we all heard the gospel one day.
感谢主，我们都曾听过福音。
We all enter through this gate.
我们都是从这个门进来的。
And then there's the sheep gate.
然后有羊门。
The sheep gate is simply where we can come.As brothers and sisters come in and go out and find rest and pasture.
这个羊门就是我们可以像弟兄姊妹一样能够进出入得草吃。
Sheep gate is where we find pasture, we find feeding.
羊门是我们可以得到青草地，能够得到喂养的地方。
It is where there is the abundance of the Lord's feeding.
有主丰富的喂养。
There is the word, the ministry of the word.
有话语的执事。
And there is a caring for one another.
能够彼此关心。
Without this gate, the church has no reality.
没有这个门，这教会就没有实际。
We can talk about brotherly love, but without a gate to actually enter and go out, there's no reality.
我们可以甚至可以讲到兄弟之爱，但是若是没有一个门，我们可以出入的话，就没有实际。
Then there is the water gate.
然后有水门。
Water gate is where we come and have our thirst quenched.
在水门就是我们可以进入，然后让我们的饥渴得到解决。
The Lord is a living fount of water.
我们的主是活水的泉源。
He is the one that quenches our thirst.
他是来解渴，解我们的饥渴。
And without this water gate, the church also has no reality.
没有水门的话，教会也没有实际。
And then we have the gate that is called beautiful.
然后我们有一个门是美门。
Beautiful simply, what's beauty? Christ. Christ is a beautiful gate.
基督就是美门。
Christ is our beauty.
基督就是那美丽的。
As we behold His beauty, we are being transformed into His image.
当我们瞻仰他的荣美的时候，我们就被他磨成他的形象。
Yesterday in the wedding, we saw a lot of beautiful sisters.
在昨天婚礼上，我们看见有许多美丽的姊妹们。
But today in the table meeting, we see a lot of beautiful sisters.
在今天我们擘饼聚会时，我们也看见有许多美丽的姊妹。
And a lot of beautiful brothers.
有许多美丽的弟兄们。
Because Christ is our adornment.
因为基督就是我们的装饰。
Christ is our beauty.
基督就是我们的美丽。
When you see a brother and sister, you see Christ, and you see the beauty there.
当你看见弟兄姊妹们的时候，你看见基督的话，你就看见美丽。
I like a hymn in our book that that the beauty of Christ is seen through me.
我喜欢有在我们诗本里面一首诗歌，就是让基督的荣美从我们里面彰显出来。
We need such a gate in the church.
我们需要有这样的门在教会里面。
We need to be able to enter into this gate and find His beauty.
我们要能够进入这个门，然后看见他的荣美。
We need to be able to go out of this gate and show forth His beauty.
我们也必须要能够从这个门出去，让他的美丽彰显出来。
And then the Son of Man comes to measure all these gates.
然后我们看见一个人子来这边量这些门。
It shows us good intention is not enough.
这让我们看见说，若是我们的好意是不够的。
We might realize all these four different gates and we want to practice it.
我们也许是知道了这四种门，我们就想要来来实行。
But we still need to have the Son of Man measure that intention.
我们还必须有人子来量度过这些好意。
After his measuring, that which stands is of value.
经过他的量度以后，能够存留的，那才是有价值的。
Only that which stands after his measuring is reality.
只有经过他的量度以后，能够存留的才是实际。
Let's see another vision in the book of Revelation.
让我们再看启示录里面的另外一个意象，就是在启示录第一章。
Revelation 1:13.
第一章十三节。
I will read it. And in the middle of the lampstand, one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his breast with a golden girdle.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
And verses 14, 15, and 16. And his head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
And his feet were like burnished bronze, when it has been caused to glow in a furnace.And his voice was like the sound of many waters.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。
And in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
We know the book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们知道启示录就是耶稣基督的启示。
And it's all about a vision of Christ.
都是关于耶稣基督的启示。
These particular verses show us just that, the vision of Christ.
在这几节圣经里面就让我们看见耶稣基督的启示。
The vision of who he is.
让我们看见他是谁。
And all throughout this book, the part about who he is keeps coming back to us.
在这本书里面一直让我们看见他是谁。
At least in the letters to the seven churches,It keeps referring back to this part about who he is.
至少在对七个教会的书信里面，他一直让我们看见说他是谁。
And we see the importance about seeing Christ in this book.
在这本书里面，我们也看见基督是何等重要的一件事。
Also, we need not forget about the part about hearing Christ either.
我们也不要忘记，我们必须要听见基督。
Because only by seeing, coupled with hearing.Thereby we can see a complete vision of Christ.
只有我们当我们看见并听见基督的时候，我们才能够完全的看见他。
Lacking either one, our vision is incomplete.
缺少任何其中一个，我们的意象就不完全了。
That's why the book of Revelation begins with a vision, with a seeing of Christ.
所以在启示录，他先让有一个看见基督。
And when we turn to the last chapter 22, we see the hearing of Christ there.
当我们翻到最后一章第22章的时候，我们就在那边看到是听见基督的声音。
In chapter 22, the last chapter, we see the verse that says, And the Spirit and the Bride said, Come, and let him who heareth say, Come.
在第22章里面，就是我们看到圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来。
It's not a small matter if Revelation begins and ends this way.
启示录这样子开始跟结束，这都不是一件小事。
Because it wants to show us a complete picture of Christ.
它让我们完全的看见基督。
Also, in the seven letters to the seven churches, it begins exactly the same way.
在对七个教会的七封书信里面也是有这样的开始。
And it also ends exactly the same way.
也是以这样做结束。
Each letter begins with a revelation of Christ, a seeing of Christ.
每一封书信都是先让我们看见基督。
And each letter ends with the word, He who has an ear, let him hear.
每一封书信的结尾都说凡有耳的就应当听。
And this is how the church is to see the complete vision of Christ.
这就是教会者如何来看见完全的看见基督。
By seeing coupled with hearing.
乃是有看见也有听见。
And as we saw a while ago, in the verses in the chapter 1,
我们在第一章里面所看到那几节圣经。
There we see Christ in the midst of the seven lampstands.
我们看见基督在七个金灯台中间。
There he's portrayed as the content, the reality, the center of the church.
他乃是教会的实际，他教会的中心，教会的一切。
So when we talk about this topic of the reality of the church life, we must talk about the vision of what Christ is.
当我们交通到教会生活的实际的时候，我们必须要交通到基督是谁。
And may the Lord be merciful to us to unveil himself as such to us.
愿意神怜悯我们，将他自己向我们启示出来。
And this vision, I would call it the vision of all the visions.
这个意象我就说是所有的意象里面的意象。
There are many other visions recorded in the book of Revelation.
在启示录里面还有许多其他的意象。
And most Christians that I know of are fascinated with all the other visions.
许多的基督徒都对其他的那些意象非常的有兴趣。
But they pay very little attention to this the vision.
但是他们却不太注意到这一个意象。
I think it's a tragedy to some Christians spend a whole lifetime to study.What 666 is.
这实在是很可悲的事情。有许多的基督徒，他们用一生的时间在那边研究666是什么意思。
They devote all their energy to find out what the beast with seven heads and ten horns means.
他们甚至研究说那个有七头十脚的那个怪兽是谁。
Where is the Antichrist going to come from?
或者是敌基督的从哪里来。
Who is Antichrist?
或者谁是敌基督。
Is it Gorbachev?
他是不是国强？
是不行。
或者他是不行。
Lord have mercy on us.
愿神怜悯我们。
May He bring us to this the vision.
愿意他带领我们进入看见这个意象。
The vision of Christ.
就是基督的意象。
And the vision of Jesus Christ as revealed to the seven churches.
当耶稣基督的意象向七个教会启示出来的时候
，is exactly what is going to save that church.From the degradation.
这就是 要拯救那个教会脱离他们堕落的光景。
You'll see each letter to the seven churches begin with a revelation of him.
你要看见他对每一个教会的书信里面开始都是有他自己的启示。
And that particular revelation becomes what that particular church needs to overcome.
那个启示就是那一个教会他们所需要胜过的。
The church cannot overcome by knowing who Antichrist is.
一个教会他不能够因着看见说敌基督是谁而胜过。
The church can only overcome by seeing who Christ is.
他们只有当一个教会看见基督是谁的时候他们才能够得胜。
And we must all be governed by this vision.
我们都必须要靠这个意象来管理。
You know, Paul is a person that is governed by a heavenly vision.
保罗就是被天上的意象所管制的。
On the road to Damascus, he saw a heavenly vision.
在他去大马色的路上，他看见了一个天上的异象。
From that day on, he's governed by that vision.
从那一天开始，他都是受那个异象的左右。
And he doesn't just see that vision only.
他并不是仅仅只看见那个异象。
Throughout his whole lifetime, he sees visions after visions after visions.
在他一生的里面，他一直不断的有新的异象。
But there is one controlling vision.
但是有一个异象是管制他的。
There are some verses that we can look up also.
你可以看一些圣经节。
Paul in Galatians chapter 3, I believe.
加拉太书第三章。
Verses 7 and 8.
第七节和第八节。
Galatians 1:16, I'm sorry.
加拉太书一章十六节。
The last part of 15, it pleased God to reveal his son in me.
第十五节的后段就是既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
It pleased God, we must see that it pleased God to reveal his son in all of us.
这实在是让神得到喜悦，因为他乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
And also there's another verse in the book of Acts. Verse chapter 26.
在使徒行传第二十六章里面
，verse 19，
第十九节。
Consequently, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
We see Paul is the one that sees visions and is controlled by heavenly vision.
我们看见保罗他是有一个天上的意象，而且他是受那个意象所左右的。
And his whole lifetime, he is able to go on because of the visions that he sees.
他之所以能够度过他一生的年日，乃是因为他所看见的意象。
If we study the book of Acts carefully, we'll see that Paul has seen many visions.
若是我们仔细地读《使徒行传》的话，我们会看见保罗有许多的意象。
And each time after he sees a vision, he's able to go on forward.
每一次当他有一个看见的时候，他就能够向前走。
And every time when man on earth is able to go on, the Lord in heaven is able to go on.
当人在地上能够向前走的时候，我们的主在天上也能够向前走。
When man on earth gains the lost ground, the Lord in heaven gains the lost ground.
当人在地上得回失去的土地的时候，我们的主在天上也得到失去的土地。
We need to see that the earth is the Lord.
我们必须要看见说这个地上是主的。
But because of man's failure, this earth is usurped by the enemy.
因着人的堕落，这个地上就被仇敌所控制了。
Now the Lord must regain this earth.
但是我们的主必须要得回这个。
The only way he's going to regain it is through man.
这个唯一能够我们的主唯一能够得回这个失去的地方就是借着人。
And more accurately, through man who sees the vision.
乃是有意象的人。
Because only when man sees vision, he's able to go on and recover the earth.
只有当人有意象的时候，他才能够向前，能够得回失去的。
We can see an example in the story of Abraham and Lot.
我们可以再从亚伯拉罕和罗德的故事里面。
Turn to Genesis chapter 13.
那我们翻到创世纪第十三章。
Verses 10 and 11.
第十节和第十一节。
And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valleys of the Jordan, that it was very watered, well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.Like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go through Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the valleys of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的。那地在耶和华位面，索多玛、俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
Now we know the story of Abraham well.
我们知道，我们都知道亚伯拉罕的故事。
How did Abraham come out?
他是怎么样出来？
The God of glory appeared to him.
荣耀的神向他显现。
He saw a vision of God of glory.
他看见神的荣耀。
And that vision propelled him to go out.
这个意象就促使他往前走。
To leave his country, Ur of the Chaldees.
他离开加勒底的乌尔。
Eventually, he settled halfway in the land of Paddan Aram.
中间中途他就停下来了。
And the Lord had to appear to him the second time.
第二次神又向他显现。
And the vision that he sees the second time again propelled him to go on into the good land.
他所看见的第二个意象又在促使他进入到美地。
So we see one thing here, that there is power in the vision.
所以我们在这边看见就是在意象里面是有能力的。
That power will propel you to go forward.
那个能力就能够促使你向前。
And there's power in a vision because that power will cause you to be obedient.
在这个看见里面也有这个能力能够使你来顺服。
Like Paul says, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
就像保罗说的亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
How did his obedience come from? From seeing a vision.
他的顺服从哪里来的？就是从看见异象。
And in the summer conference, our brother Wang shared with us about the building of the tabernacle, the temple, the church, eventually the New Jerusalem.
聚会的时候，王弟兄与我们交通到建造会幕、建造圣殿、建造教会，最后建造新耶路撒冷。
And he showed us a line of development.
他让我们看见在这一条线的计划。
And each time we see the God of glory fill the tabernacle and the temple, and he's going to fill the church with his full glory.
每一次我们都看见耶和华的荣光充满了会幕，充满了圣殿，他有一天要充满教会。
But during the process of building, we see a group of men and women coming together to build.
在建造的过程中，我们看见有男男女女来一起来建造。
Our brother showed us the secret is in they did exactly as Jehovah commanded them.
他们的秘诀就是他们按照耶和华所吩咐的一切去行。
They were not disobeying to the heavenly vision.
他们没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And our brother Wang shared with us the secret is to stand on the position of obedience.
王弟兄与我们交通到，他们就是站在一个顺服的地位上。
By standing on that position, the Lord will fill the temple with His unreserved glory.
因为他因着他们站在那个地位上，所以耶和华的荣光就完全的向他们显明出来。
But we need to ask one question.
但是我们必须要问一个问题。
How can they be obedient?
我们怎么能够有顺服呢？
What is the source of their obedience?
他们顺服的来源是什么呢？
The source of obedience is seeing, is a vision.
他们的顺服的来源就是因为他们有看见。
They saw the vision on the mount, the pattern on the mount.
他们看见的那山上的样式。
They saw the blueprint that the finger of Jehovah drew for them.
他们看见耶和华的手所画出来的蓝图。
It is the vision that they saw that caused them to be obedient.
是他们所看见的那个意象，使得他们能够顺服。
So when we talk about obedience, we must talk about the vision.
当我们说到顺服的时候，我们必须要说到要有看见。
Because it is the vision that imparts that obedience to us.
因为是因着那个看见的意象，才把那个顺服赐给了我们。
It is the vision that causes us to.Want to go on.
因着那个看见意象，使得我们愿意向前走。
It is a vision that gives us the power to go on.
是那个意象给我们能力向前走。
And also, church history provides us with many lessons.
在教会的历史上，也让我们有许多例子让我们看见。
But our trouble is we don't learn very well.
但是我们的问题是我们学习的不好。
So there is a tendency to repeat the history.
所以总是历史总是要重演。
Down through history, we see many servants of God.
在教会历史上，我们看到许多神的仆人们。
The Lord raised up people that see the vision.
神兴起人来，他们看见，他们有看见异象。
And then seekers everywhere come converging on that vision.
那许多的人就来聚集在一起。
They are attracted by the heavenly vision.
他们受到这个天上的异象的吸引。
When the servant of God is alive and well, the church is well.
当这个神的仆人他们生还活着的时候，对教会就是很好的。
But when the servant of God passes on, the church starts to degrade.
当这个神的仆人过去了，这教会就慢慢走下坡。
Because the revelation starts to fade.
因为这个意象慢慢的退去了。
Because man no longer is going after the revelation.
因为人再也不是跟随着这个意象。
By the second generation.
到了第二代。
The revelation starts to fade, and then people start to scramble, try to set up rules and regulations and traditions.
这个当这个意象渐渐退去的时候，人就开始找一些规条、一些传统来跟着。
In order to hold on to that revelation.
愿意来保持存留那个意象。
By the third generation, they can only know God by their memory.
到了第三代的时候，他们只能在记忆中认识他们的神。
It is indeed a tragedy.
这实在是非常可悲的事。
It really shows us the importance of us seeing the vision.
这也让我们看见说我们自己有自己看见意象是何等重要的事。
Not only must we see a direct vision.
不仅我们要直接的看见意象。
We need to see fresh vision.
我们还需要看见新鲜的意象。
Every time Paul sees a vision, he's able to go on.
每一次当保罗看见意象的时候，他就能够向前走。
And our brother shared with us last week about the life of the tent.
我们的弟兄上一周与我们交通到帐篷的生活。
Abraham was able to live in tents and go on because he saw the vision.
亚伯拉罕能够住在帐篷里面仍然向前，乃是因为他看见的意象。
Because there's power in that vision that propels him to go on forward.
因为在那意象里面有能力促使他往前走。
And Lot, on the other hand, chose the plains of Moab.
罗德却选择了摩亚的平原。
Because he did not see the vision.
因为他没有看见异象。
The difference between Abraham and Lot is Abraham saw the vision, Lot heard about it.
在亚伯拉罕跟罗德他们中间的不同就是罗德亚伯拉罕看见的异象，罗德只是听见而已。
And the result again is tragedy.
这个结局是非常悲哀的。
We all know the story very well.
我们都知道这个故事。
May the Lord be very merciful to us.
愿意神怜悯我们。
May the Lord show new vision to us.
愿意神向我们有让我们有新的看见。
May the Lord show us each one directly vision to us.
愿意愿意主向我们每一个人都有所让我们每一个人都有所看见。
Lord Jesus, how we thank you.
我们的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
You are the God that goes on.
你是那位神向前走的神。
You are a God that walks in the midst of the seven lampstands.
你是那位神在七个金灯台中间行走的。
Lord, call men and women to follow you.
呼召男人和女人来随你。
Lord, show us a vision that we may follow you.
给我们意象，让我们能够跟随你。
Lord, grant us a vision that will control our lives.
给我们意象，让我们能够来控制我们的生活。
Lord, grant us a vision that our church life may have reality.
给我们意象，让我们的教会生活能够实际化。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。